when you actually start to respond to your self-doubt instead of sitting in it, you have the opportunity to completely change your life. You have the opportunity to be a new person, to change your reality, and to change the way that you walk through the world. I'm Sharla Lariston. I've been a TV writer for almost a decade, but it wasn't that long ago that quitting my day job and moving to Hollywood was nothing but a pipe dream. After lots of failures, many mistakes, and many lessons learned, I've now written for 7 TV shows, 2 features, and sold 3 TV pilots. I've done all this through imposter syndrome, burnout, and with zero roadmap. On the Working Writer podcast, I pull back the curtain on breaking in and teach screenwriters and creatives how to thrive both personally and professionally. Without further ado, let's get to work. What's up and welcome to another episode of the Working Writer podcast. I'm your host, Sharla Lariston, and in today's episode of the podcast, I want to talk about self-doubt. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've worked with a client or a group of people, and underneath everything that this person is talking about is this belief that they really just can't do it. They can't do what they want. They can't have what they want. They can't have the creative career they want. They can't be the type of creative that they want to be. And in this episode, I want to really dive into that, because if you've listened to me for any amount of time, then you know that I believe in the power of the mind. And it's not just a belief, it's literal fact. As creatives in particular, our brains are powerful creation machines. And on top of creating the kind of scripts and books and films that we want to create, our brains also can create clouds of negativity. They can create blockages. They can create so much naysayness. They can be such negative Nancys. Your mind can be a literal block to your creative potential and your creative legacy. So I can't stress enough how important it is to really watch your mind and be aware of what it's creating for you, whether it's creating a world and a perception for you where you are capable and it is possible for you to reach your goals. Or are you creating a perception? Are you walking around with the belief that nothing is possible for you, that things are not possible for you? Because guess what? If you think you can't, you can't. If you think you can, you can. And the reason for that is because when your mind thinks something is possible, it creates pathways to make that thing happen. And when your mind thinks something is not possible, it shuts off potential pathways to that thing being able to happen. So let's dive in and talk about what self-doubt really is and how you can work with your self-doubt to overcome your limiting beliefs and create the kind of work and career that you really want as a creative. So the thing about self-doubt is that it's really just fear with a fancy name. It's the fear that we're not actually capable of reaching our goals, the fear that we're not able to do the work that is required, that maybe the work itself won't be good anyway. It's the fear that we can't do what we need to do and be the person we need to be to achieve the goals that we want to achieve. That we are afraid of being seen trying to achieve those goals, and that ultimately, even if we try our very best, we probably won't make it anyway. So what I'd like to offer to you is that instead of sitting in your self-doubt, that you respond to it. I'm gonna give you a few ways that you can respond to your self-doubt. And the first one is with encouragement and kindness. Now, again, if you've heard me at all before, I talk about our inner child and really talking to yourself the way that you would talk to a little kid. And the reason I say this is because so many of us are not aware of the violence and vitriol and hatred with which we talk to ourselves. For a lot of us, inside of our minds is a very mean, critical voice that really punches down and holds us back. You would probably never talk to another person, let alone a child, the way that you are talking to yourself. So this is one of the most important actions to take if you really want to change that inner dialogue of self-doubt, it's to start by changing your tone. It's to start by changing the way that you talk to yourself, by noticing and recognizing the critical voice, the judgmental voice, the voice that punches down, that puts down, and to switch it out with a more kind, gentle, understanding, compassionate voice. Now, this is super important. This is not about not doing the work that is required. This is not about allowing yourself to procrastinate. It's not being easy on yourself. It's about showing yourself the love and compassion and respect that you would show to any other person, and in particular, another child. And one of the reasons why I really talk about the inner child and being kind to your inner child is because creativity is innocent. No, it's like that innocence and free thinking of a small child, a child who's not inhibited by the expectations and the pressures of the world quite yet. That's what you're trying to tap into. You're trying to tap into that part of yourself that feels free to be, that feels free to make mistakes, that feels free to fail, to experiment, to try, to just have fun. So when you're noticing that self-doubt creep in, the first thing that you're going to do is recognize that, oof, I'm being super critical. I'm being super mean to myself. Would I talk to a small child that way? How would I handle a small child coming to me and telling me that they're scared, that they're fearful, that they don't feel like they're good enough? And also notice what it feels like to even hear that. Like, if you recoil, if it feels weird to you, if it feels gross to you to be that nice to yourself, that gives you an understanding of the level of criticism that you're used to, the level of negative reinforcement that you're used to. And I don't know about you, but I don't flourish under negative reinforcement. I do not flourish under criticism. I flourish under patience, compassion, understanding. That is how I flourish. That is how you get to know yourself. That is how you get to know what kind of creative you are, who you are, where your creativity lies. When you are critical of yourself, you're suppressing your natural self, right? You're suppressing the aspects and parts of you that just naturally bubble up. Because you're hypervigilant, you're watching yourself to make sure that you always appear good, or like you're working, like you're productive, whatever it is, those internal dialogues that we have going on. A lot of times it's also suppressing your natural creativity. This is what I'm talking about, why self-doubt isn't something that you need to just be marinating in. It's something that you need to be responding to, because you're never gonna get to that creativity that you want to get to. You're never gonna get to that authenticity that you wanna get to when you're criticizing yourself with such vitriol, with so much violence, with so much meanness toward yourself. So be kind to yourself. Treat yourself like you would treat a little kid who is living their best life, who is just trying to exist and express themselves authentically. That little kid is you, and you require your kindness too. You require your kindness and compassion and patience and understanding more than anyone. And you're not able to really give it to others unless you're really able to give it to yourself. Otherwise, you're draining yourself completely by not nourishing yourself with that self-compassion, with that self-love, with that self-understanding, with that self-kindness. And every time you criticize yourself, every time you live and marinate in that self-doubt, that's what you're doing. You're putting yourself down. You're withholding the love that you are able to give to yourself. Again, this is important. Even if it sounds like, I just want to get to my work, I just want to write, if you're not able to give yourself the space and freedom and peace mentally so that you can get to your work, you're not going to be able to be the kind of creative and do the kind of work that you want to do. So the next thing that we're going to talk about, the first thing that we talked about was being kind and encouraging yourself. That's one way to respond to your self-doubt. Another way to respond to the self-doubt is to question the self-doubt. Again, we're not just marinating in the self-doubt, we're responding to it. And this other way is questions. Let's ask your self-doubt some questions. Question number one, is it true? Is it true that you're not capable of reaching your potential? is it true that even if you work as hard as possible, you probably still won't get to where you want to get anyway? Is it true? The next question to ask yourself is, how is this belief affecting my life? How is the belief that I am not good enough, that I'm not worthy, that even if I work really hard, I'm not really going to get there? How is it affecting your life? How is it affecting your work? How is it affecting your relationships? How is it affecting how you carry yourself, the kind of goals that you make for yourself? What's it doing to you? What's it doing for you? Is it helping you? Is it holding you back? Is it protecting you in some way? Let's really question this self-doubt. Another question for the self-doubt: what would my life be like if I didn't believe that I wasn't good enough? What would my life be like if I did believe I was good enough? What would my life be like without self-doubt? What would I create? What would my days look like? What would my goals look like? And the last thing that I want you to do is to notice in your body what it feels like when you have these different thoughts. You know, does your body feel nervous to let go of this belief? Is it holding on really tight to the belief that you can't do something? What is really going on underneath the self-doubt? What's going on in your body when you have these different ways of thinking? And notice what happens when you start to allow your brain to go there. Is there a ton of fear? Even allowing your brain to think about living without self-doubt, even allowing your brain to think about achieving and doing some of the things that you want to do. Is there terror, you know, running through your body? Is there excitement? Is there anticipation? So those are the ways that you can respond to your self-doubt. And let me just tell you that these things are not going to change overnight. It's not just one time that you respond to your self-criticism, that you are kind to your inner child, that all of a sudden everything is perfect and now you don't have self-doubt anymore. Just like you have been criticizing yourself for years and years and that has created its own neural pathways, you're going to have to really work at changing that inner dialogue, at changing that inner environment that you have created over many years. You're going to have to notice and recognize every time you get into this negative self-doubt spiral. You're going to have to notice and respond to every criticism and see what's really going on, see what the fears really are. But let me tell you, when you actually start to respond to your self-doubt instead of sitting in it, you have the opportunity to completely change your life. You have the opportunity to be a new person, to change your reality and to change the way that you walk through the world, because you no longer see yourself as someone who can't do things, who lives in fear, and you start to see yourself as someone who is capable. You start to see yourself as someone for whom things are possible. So let me know in the comments how you're going to be responding to your self-doubt, and don't forget that this is an ongoing process. This is going to be something that you're going to be doing for a long time. So be patient with yourself. Don't judge yourself as you become the kind of person who doesn't sit and marinate in self-doubt, but instead responds to it. That's all I have for now. Until next time, get out there, get to work. If you like this episode, please like, subscribe, share, or leave a comment for the algorithm gods.